Welcome to the Recency Belief Podcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danae Mary Louise White, and I am the third oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III equips Christians to stand firm in their faith and offers unbelievers a recency belief.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome to the Reasons to Believe podcast, episode number 149. My name is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. Our Reasons to Believe scripture passage for today is John 11:25. It reads, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Our reasons to believe quote for today is from Ravi Zacharias. He said, outside of the cross of Jesus Christ, there is no hope in this world. That cross and resurrection at the core of the gospel is the only hope for humanity. Wherever you go, ask God for wisdom on how to get that gospel in, even in the toughest situations of life. Our Reason to Believe PowerPoint today is titled The Resurrection, Part 2, from the Handbook of Christian Apologetics, the Handbook of Christian Apologetics by Dr. Peter Kreeft and Dr. Ronald K. Tassili. The authors continue with the first part of this chapter, subtitled, The Importance of the Resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is of crucial practical importance because it completes our salvation. Jesus came to save us from sin and its consequences, death, Romans 6:23, hell as well, thus points 5 and 6 in the above quotation. The resurrection also sharply distinguishes Jesus from all other religious founders. The bones of Abraham and Muhammad and Buddha and Confucius and others are all still here on earth. Jesus's tomb is empty. The existential consequences of the resurrection are incomparable. It is the concrete, factual, empirical proof that life has hope and meaning. Love is stronger than death. Goodness and power are ultimately allies, not enemies. Life wins in the end. God has touched us right here where we are and has defeated our last enemy. We are not cosmic orphans, as our modern secular worldview would make us. And these existential consequences of the resurrection can be seen by comparing the disciples before and after. Before, they ran away, denied their master, and huddled behind locked doors in fear and confusion. After, they were transformed from scared rabbits into ambassadors into ambassadors, confident saints, world-changing missionaries, courageous martyrs, and joy-filled touring evangelists for Christ. The greatest importance of the resurrection is not in the past. Christ rose, but in the present, Christ is risen. The angel at the tomb asked the women, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" The same question could be asked today to mere historians and scholars. If only we did not keep Christ mummified in a casket labeled history or apologetics, he would set our lives and world afire as powerfully as he did 2 millennia ago, and our new pagan empire would sit up, take notice, rub its eyes, wonder, and convert a second time. That is the existential import of the resurrection. If the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we will continue this topic and more in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we thank you for the life, death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for all that it means. And it means billions of things. And we give you the glory, praise, and honor. Help us to proclaim the story. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are listening today and you have never trusted this Jesus, please know that Jesus loves not only me, Jesus loves you. And if you want to be saved by Jesus today, here is how. Believe in God the Father, believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He shed his blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Shall be saved. Shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. What a great deal. Until next time, my beloved, please keep in mind these reasons to believe. God bless you.